wonder how you felt when you watched that Greta Thunberg video. I've watched it several times now, and the first time that I watched it, I have to say, I kind of curled my toes a little bit. I felt a bit embarrassed and a bit uncomfortable because of such a sort of public display of anger and because she was becoming visibly upset. The second time I watched it, when she got to the bit where she says, "How dare you?" I have to say, I kind of giggled. And in fact, I know that there are lots of memes, kind of videos and photos that have sprung up with that little soundbite in. The third time I watched it, it made me cry because I thought she is absolutely right. We shouldn't be putting our hope in a 16-year-old. She shouldn't be standing on that stage giving a speech. She should be at home. She should be in school. And then the fourth time I watched it, I felt really ashamed. I felt convicted by what she said about my generation's CO2 emissions having to be dealt with by her. And I felt ashamed. I recently read a newspaper article that described Greta Thunberg as a preacher and a prophet. There's another one that has described her as a saint, and yet another called her the Messiah of environmentalism. And I think it's really interesting that people are using religious language to describe her. Now, maybe it's because she is a young woman on a mission. Maybe it's because her message is important. Or perhaps it's because we actually have a sense that maybe God is speaking through her. In the Bible, God often chose really unlikely people to deliver his messages. And the messages that they delivered were highly provocative. They generated a response, just like Greta Thunberg has got this sort of outpouring of bile and opposition and hatred on social media towards her. But actually, I want to tell you why I think God might be speaking through that 16-year-old. Because if you listen to her speech carefully, you will notice three things. You will notice anger, advocacy, and action. So first of all, she is visibly angry about the climate crisis and about the lack of action to combat it. So she does say, "This is all wrong. How dare you?" But she is an advocate as well. She speaks on behalf of other people. She tells her listeners, people are suffering, people are dying, entire ecosystems are collapsing. So she isn't just concerned with her own future. She's concerned with the future of the entire world and all people. And lastly, she urges people to take action. She says it can't just be business as usual with a few technical solutions. The eyes of future generations are on you. So anger, advocacy, and action. When I read the Bible, and especially when I read the Old Testament and the prophets in the Old Testament, I see the same three things. So in our Bible reading, which comes from Isaiah, Isaiah is speaking on behalf of God, and he is angry. Isaiah says, "Is this the kind of fast that I have chosen? Only a day for people to humble themselves?" And he's angry because God's people are hypocrites. So what if they care for the poor one day a year? God wanted them to care for the poor every day of the year. So he's angry. Isaiah advocates on behalf of other people. He reminds his listeners that people are oppressed, people are in need, people are hungry. And last of all, Isaiah urges God's people to take action. He says, "Loose the chains of injustice, share your food with the hungry, satisfy the needs of the oppressed." So when I read Isaiah's words, and when I hear Greta's words, I hear God speaking to us. A God who gets angry about injustice, a God who advocates on behalf of those who are suffering, and a God who wants us to take action. And so my message today is really simple, that anger is a right response to the current climate crisis. Yes, we might find it uncomfortable or difficult in some way, but it is appropriate to be angry. And we should be advocating on behalf of those who will be most seriously impacted by climate change. We should make sure that the voices at the margins are brought to the centre and are heard. And we do need to take some action. Now, it's not for me to say what your action might look like, because we are all different. Our circumstances are all different, and we will respond in different ways. But I do know that action requires effort. And action often requires sacrifice, or some sort of change to the way that we live. So the next time you watch the news, the next time you read the newspaper, I would just say, listen for the voice of God, because sometimes God speaks through the most unexpected and surprising people, and maybe we need to start listening. Amen.